Summer camps are back, and after having to stay away in 2020, American kids are rearing to go, second only to probably their parents, who are just as excited to send them off. Many see camp as a powerful antidote to a pandemic-ravaged school year that left our young people stuck indoors, glued to their computer screens. As News Nation's Tom Negevin reports, the expert advice is simple. If there was ever a year to send your kid to camp, this could be it.
Right when I walk in, there's all these smiling faces.
It's that time of year when memories get made.
Camp is really a life-changing experience that I wish every kid could have.
And this summer, it's actually going to happen.
It's really magical and it's really amazing. It's a gift to our children.
We all know about 2020, but before most of us had seen the full impact of a global pandemic, the people who put children close together for weeks at a time every year, well, let's just say they saw what was coming their way.
So it was heartbreaking and strange.
Last year, oh my gosh.
For many, the focus changed from caring for kids to saving the business. So if you want to talk about the difference a year makes, talk to folks in places like Muckwanago, Wisconsin.
I'm at camp. I'm in my happy place right now.
Or Camp Satoga, New York, where right now everything is changing.
Like in an amazing way, super busy. You know, days are filled with conversations with parents, conversations with staff, and just, you know, living the life that we didn't get to live last spring and into summer.
They have updated guidance from the American Camp Association and the Centers for Disease Control, which says at camps where everyone's fully vaccinated, it is safe to return to full capacity without masking and without physical distancing. So we all know who's excited about the return of camp this season: parents, kids as well, but also medical professionals, mental and physical health professionals, who say the return of camp, of outdoor activity, is so important to kids of all ages for all sorts of reasons.
Even if your child traditionally didn't do summer camps or outdoor activities, this is the summer you might want to consider that.
And that's coming straight from the American Academy of Pediatrics, echoed by the CDC, which says youth camps can play an important role in the lives of children, including supporting their social, emotional, and physical development.
One of the things we're hearing from pediatricians and social workers and school psychologists is like the deep need for social development and social exploration and opportunities to connect with new people and with children and to really go outside of their comfort zones, to have a chance to like test their limits and try new things. And that's exactly what camp is for.
Nearly 4 million children have tested positive for COVID-19 since the pandemic began. And while severe illnesses among children are rare, they can still get sick. They can still spread the virus. So it's good for parents to take precautions and consider some things when they're choosing a camp.
Do they have a medical personnel like a school nurse or a camp nurse that is going to assess kids quickly if they do come down with symptoms? And what is the plan? What are they doing as a result of that? I think as a parent, you can be pretty reassured if that is in place that you can send your kid to an overnight camp. They can have a great experience and you can feel like they're going to be safe while they're there.
So it's still safety first, in a way, more than ever.
We want everybody to be able to come to camp and be successful and happy. But, you know, the bottom line and safe.
Camp directors say there's just too much on the line.
So we're excited to get back and rebuild this community and deliver, you know, what we think is going to be the best summer for kids.
In other words, happy campers getting back to normal.
I hope that every single child gets a chance to get out of isolation and be around other people and have some fun. You know, we're all desperately missing some fun.
So true, and they deserve that fun. I picture kids like belly flopping on the big blob in the lake, if you've ever experienced that. That was Tom Negevin reporting from New York for us. And by the way, if you're thinking about sending your kids this year, there is still time, but it's running out.